lately. And so Coach Goodwin and Coach Goodwin meet with the umpires at home plate and split for home team for this last game, deciding game, and then we'll have about a 30-minute to 35-minute break and bring you game three of this series. Now tied 1-1 as both teams have gone from the undefeated rank to the one loss rank, and winner of game three will head to the state tournament June the 8th and the 9th, Wednesday and Thursday of that week. So, tell you what, we really have to be able to bring you these games, and if I don't have a heart attack between now and the end of game three, we'll call it a win-win situation. But just happy for both good ones, and they both have a win in the books now against each other, and we are at a decisive game three, as we kind of thought we might be all along. So Bulldogs hold on for the 7-5 win here, and we will be back with you in about 30 minutes to start game. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here we are, game three in this regional final matchup between the Ira Bulldogs and Nazareth Swifts. And I'll tell you what, it couldn't be any more exciting than this. Both teams came into this weekend's matchup undefeated, ranked number one and number two in the state. And Ira Bulldogs suffered a 3-2 loss last night, having gone ahead 2-1 in the top of the sixth, but gave up two runs in the bottom and not able to come back. But today they held on, had a 7-1 lead late in the ball game, and able to go ahead and come away with the 7-5 victory to force game three. And you can just, at this point, just throw all of the records, all of the hype, all of the feel-good stuff out the window, and let's just get ready for the game that will decide for one team that their season is over, and for another that they will be able to go on to the state championship June 8th and 9th in Austin, Texas. Anthony Luna at the plate takes a called strike on the inside corner for on the first pitch. The second pitch lifts into shallow center field. Center fielder comes on and is able to make the play for out number one. Luke Schulte, who caught the first two games of the series, is on the mound for this game three for Nazareth. Number 11, Brighton Partain, takes the first pitch and hits it all the way to the left center field wall for a stand-up double. He just got into that thing. Center fielder had no opportunity to get back on that. And Brighton into second base with one out here in the top of the first inning. Anthony Luna will be the pitcher of record for the Ira Bulldogs when they go out in the field. Right now, Jerry Pena at the plate takes a big cut and misses on the pitch a little up and in for strike one. Bulldogs with the second batter of this ballgame already in scoring position. And ball outside, kicker has to dive out in order to stop it. Brighton unable to advance. And the count evens at one ball, one strike. And pitch low and away, and Jerry tries to reach out and tap it into right field. But foul tips it into the catcher's mitt. Carson Hyman, who's a pitcher, basically a pitcher and catcher, alternated positions for this last game as Jerick with a one ball, two strike count, one out here in the top of the first. Fouls that one off. Able to stay alive with Brighton Partain down at second base with a double to the center field wall. Bulldogs trying to go ahead and get out to a quick lead here in this third and deciding ball game. Pitch inside. Two balls, two strikes. Jerick thought first it might hit him. He kind of braced to take the hit, but just well off the plate on the inside. Two balls, two strikes. And swing and foul tip into the catcher's mitt for strike three. So Jerick Pena goes down on strike, brings up Drew Porter with two outs, and Brighton Partain at second base here in the top of the first inning, game three of this three-game set. Winner take all right here. Line shot right up the middle. Partain rounds third, and he holds up as the throw is online, and that would have been a really close play at the plate. Partain rounded third like he was going to go home, but Coach Goodwin holds him up, probably wisely the way that looked, because the center fielder got the ball back in quickly. So Drew Porter now at first, Partain at third, and Jerick Pena now at the plate for the Iowa Bulldogs. Two outs here in the top of the first inning. Pitch outside for ball one. Things haven't really cooled off a whole lot, and the wind has really picked up. Sky is overcast now. Pitch inside, curves back over the plate for a called strike. Iowa fans not real happy with it. It looked like it came back in and caught the front corner of the plate. This ball outside. Two balls, one strike. Runners at first and third, two outs. And line shot right up the middle. Partain will score. Drew Porter stops at second base, but a hard hit ball. Again, right up the middle. Right over the second base bag. So our third game, tiebreaker game. Caden Castillo, the DH, number 21, up to the plate now. Two Iowa Bulldogs on. And pitched way outside. Catcher has to go lay out and get it. And another shot right up the middle. Center fielder again with the ball today. Three straight hits. And I mean, each one of them is just landed right over the second base bag on a rope into center field. Now bases are loaded for number 24, Holden Rios, the left fielder. Two outs, 1-0 is the score. Pitch one is high for a ball. Caden is a little cat. We're back to the picture, and he tosses to the catcher. Home catcher didn't step on the plate for the forced out. Instead, waited for Drew to come in and tag it. But base runners advanced, but out at home. So the Iowa Bulldogs will take the field with the lead 1-0. Luke Schulte, who is now the pitcher again, he's been the catcher the last two games. He's still batting leadoff for Nazareth. Anthony Luna will be the pitcher for the Iowa Bulldogs. And essentially, he and Brighton Partain trade places as Brighton goes to third base. Jarek Pena stays at short. And Anthony comes in to pitch. One of the situations right now to where it's dark enough to turn the lights on. It's a little hazy right now out in the field. But not quite dark enough to turn the lights on. So kind of get that quasi half inning there to where, you know, the fielders may have a rough time picking up the ball before they decide to go and turn the lights on. Typically, they like to do that at the top of an inning, so both teams have an opportunity with the same either light or lights out. So I think the umpires would like to go ahead and get through this half inning. It just depends on how it goes here for the Bulldog defense. Luke Schulte, again, starting things off for Nazareth here in game three. Anthony Luna on the mound, looks around at his defense, makes sure everyone is set before he steps on the rubber. Ball a little off the plate to the outside for ball one. And I'm not sure what happened with Anthony after he threw that pitch. He grimaced and went back to the pitching rubber. And it doubled over. I'm not sure if it's cleat hung or what, but now he's sitting down, and it looks like he might have caught a cramp. Was there out there working on his right leg, but I think on his follow-through after that pitch, he actually sustained a cramp, and so they're trying to get it worked out here. That would be a blow to the Bulldogs because Anthony definitely their third best pitcher, and they've gone deep with pitchers this year. They've had five different pitchers to get through their undefeated season, but definitely the three with the most experience, and it kind of gave us room for optimism today because we figured if we could go ahead and get through game one, win or lose, that game two and game three pitchers, we might have a distinct advantage. And Brighton definitely pulled that out in the second game, first game today, 7-5. And then counting on Anthony here to be able to go ahead and hopefully wrap things up for the Bulldogs in this playoff series. But they are working feverishly on his right leg to try to go ahead and get that cramp worked out. Again, we've been so appreciative of all of our sponsors this year for allowing these playoff broadcasts to be made possible. Pizza Inn, First Church of God, Ira, Sonic Drive-In, Snyder Iron and Metal, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, Stormy Sellers, the agent for them, Community Bank of Snyder, Industrial Hose and Oil Field Supply, Taylor Ranch, Arrowhead Ranch, Ira Booster Club, First Baptist Church, Ira, Timpac, Renegade Services, Doug and Susie White, First Baptist Church Snyder, and Mark and Sheila Harless. Again, appreciate all the support of all of the sponsors, and hope that throughout this playoff series, as we've announced in, that you've been able to go and, you know, take advantage of their services, whether it be a church service or whether it be a business service. And, you know, at the very least, just thank them for making these games possible. Looks like they may have gotten Anthony stretched out here. He's going to take some warm-up pitches. And it looks like, at least for right now, they've got him worked out, and he will resume pitching here. One ball, no strikes to the first batter in the bottom of the first inning for the Nazareth Swifts. Ira Bulldogs with a 1-0 lead, scoring one in the top of the first inning, but leaving the bases loaded. Could have potentially done some more damage. We'll go ahead and take the runs as they come here as the batter, Schulte, steps into the plate. Pitch is called a ball outside, so the count moves to 2-0. And I'm not sure the umpire likes pitches on the outside corner, because both those last two pitches look like they were right on the corner, but we are behind 3-0 in the count. Luna brings one back to the inside and cuts across the plate for a called strike. Three balls and one strike. And a swing and a sharp single into left field for Schulte. Leadoff batter for Nazareth in this game and also their starting pitcher. Now we've got number 9, Carson Hyman, number 5. As Luna throws back to first base to try to keep Schulte close to the bag. Hyman, the pitcher in the last game, catching this game. Pitch outside, ball 1. And it's suddenly gotten very dark out here. Foul ball. Schulte took off the second base. I'm trying to tell him that it was actually a foul. He heads back to first, count even at 1-1, no outs here in the bottom of the second. Pretty pitch, that one on the outside corner. We get a called strike on it. So Anthony ahead in the count now. 1-2. Ball outside. Luna looking down to first. Fake throw back as the runner gets back to the bag. 2-2 is the count. And a chopper foul down the third baseline. Looks at first like that thing might stay in fair territory, but hit the infield turf and bounce into foul territory. Count holds at 2-2. Foul ball. Wrap that one down the third baseline, but just outside the bag, so count still holds. Luna looking like he is shaking off the effects of that cramp. Ball Ball hit high in the air to left field. Rios with the catch. Runner has to retreat. So fly ball out to left field. Schulte still at first. Brings up Trent Gerber. Pitcher of record last night for Nazareth and has been at shortstop position both games today. Luna with the pitch. Another ball out to left field, and this one is over the left field fence for a home run. He got all of that one. And it clears the left field fence by a good 6-8 feet as Nazareth resumes the lead. On the strength of the Gerber home run. One out here in the bottom of the first. 2-1, Nazareth. I tell you what, right now, the way the wind is blowing, you get anything up going toward left or left center. The flags out in right center are headed due west. And I mean, the wind is really whipping from first to third. So he got it up in that wind stream. And Holden went back as far as he could, looked up, unable to make a play. So Nazareth retakes the lead as Tanner Birkenfeld, the center fielder for Nazareth, comes to the plate. Hits the ball foul down the first baseline for strike one. One out, bottom of the first inning, Nazareth up 2-1. Pitch on the outside corner, catches the plate for a called strike. So 0-2 is the count now on Birkenfeld. Luna with another pitch to the outside. And the ball gets down. Jerry Pena tried to go into left field for it. Holden Rios playing deep because of the wind, tries to come in, unable to get there, and it falls in between them for a double. As Birkenfeld hustling all the way, able to go ahead and get into second base. I have a feeling that both teams have gone to the number three pitchers. This game is going to be a lot like this throughout, as both teams are pretty much going to be putting the ball in play. It's just going to be a matter of who can keep the ball in the field and make plays, as Luna put the called strike on the inside corner. Pitch two, far outside, Pena dives out and stops the ball, so Birkenfeld could not advance. One ball, one strike, one out, bottom of the first inning. And hard hit ball to third. Right, and Partain looks the runner back to second base, makes an accurate throw to first, and gets the batter out. Birkenfeld had to stay at second base as Brighton made sure he looked him back first and then just made a whip of a throw from behind third base across the diamond to Drew Porter for out number two. So two outs. Earl Welch, first baseman, comes to the plate. Hits the ball to second base to Lexan Hernandez. Hernandez had it, and when he went to transfer from his glove to throw it to first, the ball pops out on the ground. And so the batter is safe at first. The runner advances from second to third. So they now have runners at first and third, two outs. Braden Buller, the third baseman, is the batter. Anthony has thrown 18 pitches so far this bottom of his first inning. Jaron calls time and comes out. The entire infield comes together for a meeting as the home plate umpire goes out to break it up. They're just assuring each other and making sure that they know where everyone is going to be. Two outs, 2-1, Nazareth up, bottom of the first inning, or the first inning, yes. And the ball is hit to left field. Holden Rios with the catch on the line drive as it was sinking rapidly, but he's able to go ahead and come up and make the play. So Bulldogs get out of the half inning, having given up two runs, 2-1. Actually, the Bulldogs have out-hit Nazareth in the first inning, 4 hits to 3 hits, but the and the one error by Lexan Hernandez didn't have any effect as the next batter flew out. So Bulldogs left bases loaded, top of the first inning. Can't do that too many times and give Nazareth an opportunity to stay in this ball game or to widen their lead. So hopefully we'll go ahead and when we have runners in scoring position, get that timely hit to go ahead and bring them in. Zane Allen will be the batter for the Iowa Bulldogs as we almost went through the order in the top of the first. We hit had 7 batters to the plate. Zane Allen, Lexan Hernandez, and then back to the top of the order to Anthony Luna here in the top of the second inning. And they have turned the lights on here now. Top of the inning. And it has helped already as far as the clarity on the field. Zane Allen steps into the batter's box. And Schulte gets ready on the mound. Schulte threw 17 pitches in that first inning for Nazareth. Pitch one catches the inside corner for a called strike. Big hole between first and second. Second baseman is shaded toward the second base bag. And it looks like Zane was going right back up the middle, but the pitcher flagged some good leather there, just stuck his glove out, and one hopper into the glove. He's able to throw Zane out at first. Now, Lexan Hernandez at the plate. Pitch gets away from the catcher. Back to the backstop for ball one. Schulte with the pitch. Hernandez drives it into left field. It's going to drop for a single. And so with one out, Lexan able to get on base. Line drive single to left field. Again, brings up Anthony Luna, top of the order. See if we can go ahead and get that run back plus some. Schulte with the pitch. Luna hits it into right center field. It comes down. Hernandez headed to third base. He'll be in standing up. And so just like that, the Iowa Bulldogs have runners at the corner. Luna just took an inside pitch and hit inside out and knocked it out there between the right fielder and the center fielder for the single. So one out, Brighton Partain, who had a sharp single in the first inning right up the middle as we had three hitters just go straight back to back to back up the middle. And Luna gets caught off first base. First baseman saw Lexan Hernandez act like he was going to go home, turned, and when he did, Luna took off and went into second base. So essentially a pickoff turns into runners in scoring position at second and third for the Iowa Bulldogs with Brighton Partain at the plate. The ball bounces in front of the plate for ball one. So they're ready with the pitch. Hit the outside corner, called strike. Again, Bulldogs count, well, it doesn't matter much to them. They tend to do as much damage with 0-2, 1-2 counts as they do with 3-1, 2-1. It's on the ball way outside. Catcher does a good job of stopping it, keeping it in front of him. As the ball bounces, could have bounced easily to the backstop, but two balls, one strike as both base runners hold their positions. This time Brighton fouls it off. The first base side, first baseman has it, and it hits the heel of his glove and bounces out. He kind of overran the play. It looked like the wind blew the ball back in a little bit, but it had a good shot at it, and the ball just hit the heel of his glove and bounced away as he sprawled out on the ground trying to go ahead and recover. But new life to Brighton. And it looked like it was going to be an easy pop foul. Two balls, two strikes, one out. And ball three, the count is now full. And a lot of times good things happen whenever have a defensive stumble like that. Brighton hopes to take advantage of that here. Fouls this one how to play and make sure if he's going to foul it off that he doesn't keep it on the field or where they can potentially make a play. Nazareth defense playing straight up. Lexan Hernandez a third, Anthony Luna at second, both with big leads, and the ball gets shot into left center field. One run will score. Luna is coming in standing up on a sharp base hit by Brighton Partain over the shortstop's head to left center field. And just like that, Iowa Bulldogs retake the lead. 3-2 here in the top of the second inning. Partain at first with the two-run single. One out. Jerry Pena to the plate. Partain with a good lead at first. Jerry holds off on the pitch. It's outside. Ball one. Pitch two is low, so Jerick ahead in the count. Two balls, no strikes. One out. Iowa Bulldogs with the lead. 3-2 here at the top of the second inning. Brighton Partain at first. And that one right down the middle for a called strike. Pitch is not coming with a whole lot of speed on him, but he's got some movement inside out, it looks like. This time, Jerick waits on it, hits the ball, it goes to the fifth, left center field, and he is into second with a stand-up double. That was just short of clearing the wall in left center field as he hammered that thing. So a double for Pena. And again, two Iowa Bulldog runners in scoring position as Drew Porter comes to the plate. One out here in the top of the second inning. Drew takes a called first strike on the outside corner. Again, Partain at third, Jarrett Pena at second, both with sizable leads. Foul ball straight back. Porter in a hole now, 0-2. Like I said before, this is kind of when the Bulldogs do their best work down at the counter. Just make contact, put the ball in play. And he hits the hole between first and second base. Another run will score. Pena turns. He'll score standing up. So two-run single for Drew Porter. Hard hit shot between first and second base. And Iowa Bulldogs put two more on the board here in the top of the second inning. Extend the lead 5-2 as Tyler Goodwin calls time and goes out to talk to his pitcher. As Jaron Pena gets set to come to the plate. Schulte in 1 1/3 inning of work now has thrown 35 pitches. 18 for strikes, 17 balls. And a lot of those that he has thrown for strikes, the Iowa Bulldogs have just absolutely hammered as hitting the ball to all fields. Porter at first, Jaron Pena at the plate, one out. And pitches outside and low, ball one. Looks like the wind has died down a little bit. Jaron hits this one out of play down the first base side over the Nazareth dugout, out of play. One ball, one strike, one out here in the top of the second inning. Iowa Bulldogs, four runs so far this half inning. Hoping to put more out there as the pitch short hops to the catcher. Two balls and a strike. Always refer to this as a hitter's count because you know a pitcher doesn't want to go three balls and one strike on you. His ball right down the pike and Jaron just under it a little bit. Fouls it back into the net. Count evens up at two balls, two strikes. 5-2 is the score. Iowa Bulldogs on top here in the third and deciding game. He stays alive on a low pitch and is able to catch it a piece up as it goes all the way to the backstop. Again, Bulldogs doing a good job staying alive when the count's not in their favor. He fouls another one off. Home plate umpire going out to talk to the pitcher as Coach Toby Goodwin comes down the third baseline. Have a chat with Jaron as he's able to stay alive yet again. Three foul balls now to keep this at-bat going. Drew Porter at first base after his line drive single into right field scored Brighton Partain and Jarek Pena. Jarek called time and stepped out. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Runner at first. And it's time Guerin for the fourth time in a row now. Foul ball out of play. Count holds at 22. And this time he hits it over the second base. Second baseman made a valiant effort, went up and tried to snag it, but it was over his glove by about 2 inches and falls into right field. So Jaron, you know, fighting off 4 potential strike 3, is able to go and put the ball in play and hit the line drive into right field. Advances Porter to second base. Two runners at first and second. Caden Castillo, the DH, comes to the plate. Still just one out. Iowa Bulldogs up 5-2 here in the top of the second. Pitch outside and low for ball one. Bulldogs doing a good job of being patient. He throws all kinds of stuff in and out on the plate, but they've only been swinging pretty much at decent pitches here as the second pitch is in on his hands and ball two to Caden, 2-0. Big swing and a miss for Caden as that pitch was low. Two balls, one strike, one out. Runners are first and second. And a pitch on the outside corner. A called strike two. So now Caden's ready for business. We got that second strike in there out of the way. So time to go ahead and light it up. It's a long fly ball into center field. It bounces in front of the center fielder, as the right fielder and center fielder both tried to get to it, and it found some open turf in between the two of them. And again, another two-strike hit for the Iowa Bulldogs. Bases loaded now for number 24, Holden Rios. Nazareth in at double play depth now, as it's still one out. Bases full of Bulldogs as that first pitch is low and outside for ball one. Five to two is the score here in the top of the second. Holden takes ball two, same spot, outside. 2-0 is the count, no place for Shorty to put him. Shorty is up now to 47 pitches here in 1 1/3 innings. Rios with a hit down the right field line. This is going to go for extra bases. One run in. Second runner is in. Third runner is in as Holden Rios hits a triple down the third baseline into the corner for a huge three-run triple. And my scoring program wants to know, was everybody safe? Yeah, they sure were. Iowa Bulldogs jump out to an 8-2 lead. 7 runs this half inning after leaving the bases loaded in the top of the first. they've taken care of business here in the top of the second. And with base runners going ahead and gotten that the hit that couldn't get in the first, our Bulldogs looking for more is Holden Rios at third base by virtue of that rope of a shot down the right field line, got all the way out to the foul pole. Zane Allen up to bat again. Just one out for the Ira Bulldogs. Pitch low and outside for ball one. It's kind of been the deal with Forte here in the top of the second inning, getting behind the Ira hitters and having to come across the plate, and they've just laced everything that has come through with any kind of hittable area of the plate, as a second pitch is also inside for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Allen, the lefty, tight end of the plate. Pitch high. So Zane way ahead now with the count 3-0. Our Bulldogs have already played at 7 this half inning after one run in the top of the first to take an 8-2 lead. And ball four. So it looks like Tyler Goodwin is going to have to make a change at pitcher here, as Schulte has thrown 35 pitches in 1 1/3 innings. Ira Bulldogs have 12 hits, 8 runs on the board, and we are just one out into the second inning. And it looks as though I think the Hyman, the catcher from the last game, still had some pitches to go. So I think they're going to pull a swap. Schulte is going to go ahead and go back to his regular catching duties. And Hyman is going back out to the mound to go as far as he can with the pitches that he has left. Again, the Bulldogs doing just an amazing job of waiting for the right pitch. And as soon as one gets across to close enough to late, I've just been drilling the ball, several extra base hits, and just a very aggressive running. We've been doing that all season long, so, you know, why stop now? Again, thank you to our sponsors, Pizza Inn. Pizza Inn has a buffet and salad bar all day. They also have team prices, so call ahead and let them know you're coming. Ira First Church of God, Rocky Alexander, the pastor there. They're a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs, and their mission is making Jesus known and loving others. Check them out on the Facebook page at Ira Church of God. Sonic Drive-In, Michael Humphrey. Michael's always been an avid supporter of athletics and does a great job there with his drive-ins. Half-price drinks all day long in the Sonic app, family night every Tuesday from 5 to closing, where it's one-half-price single patty burgers. Snyder Iron and Metal, 5 locations to serve you. Snyder, Sweetwater, Anson, Andrews, and Big Spring. Top prices paid for all recyclable materials, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, car bodies, iron, and tin. And they also have structural pipe and rods available. Texas Farm Bureau, Stormy Sellers, the Texas Farm Bureau agent. Call Stormy at 940-674-5435 to see if you qualify to save up to 40% on your auto insurance. Community Bank of Snyder, a big Ira athletic and Ira student supporter, and we appreciate them for that support as well. Lexton Hernandez steps up to the plate now, runners at first in third. Holden Rios at third. Zane Allen at first. One out here in the top of the second. Seven runs already across this half inning. Scores 8-2. First pitch is outside for ball one. I'm feeling they've had plenty of time to rub out Anthony's leg, so keep him from having to having the opportunity to cramp up again here as the ball hits the outside corner of the plate for a called strike, one ball, one strike. Lexton hits a high foul ball. It's going to move back and get over the protective screening here. So Lexton is now in the normal hitting count for the Iowa Bulldogs. Doesn't matter how many balls. What does matter is that he has two strikes. Pitcher steps off the mound. He looked at Allen at first base. Zane had taken a pretty good lead. And now Lexton goes ahead and calls time, steps out of the batter's box, takes a deep breath. One ball, two strikes, one out here in the top of the second. And swing, and catcher holds it for strike three. So Nazareth gets their second out of the inning. Brings us back to the top of the order. Anthony Luna. Anthony, this is his third trip to the plate already here in the second inning. 1-2. Called strike inside part of the plate. And another pitch that was very deep inside, but it is also a called strike. So Anthony finds himself down in the count 0-2. Pitch way outside for ball one. That second pitch I thought might actually hit Anthony in the leg. Instead, it was called for a strike. Anthony stays alive as he fouls it out of play on the right field side. The count holds one ball, two strikes. Two outs, top of the second. Iowa Bulldogs up 8-2. Scored seven runs here in the top of the second inning. Anthony's staying alive as he fouls another one back, kind of the same way that Jaron Pena did earlier, fouled four straight balls before he lined one into right center field. Runners at first and third, Rios and Allen. And again, Anthony's staying alive as he reaches out and hits that ball down the right field foul line. If he's not doing anything else, he's sure upping the pitch count. And a line drive up the middle. It's going to plate another run for the Iowa Bulldogs. Just a line drive shot up the middle for Luna. Rio scores. Zane Allen moves to second base. And again, Iowa Bulldogs, two strike counts. No nerves there as he is able to go ahead and stay alive. Extends the lead 9-2. As Brighton Partain comes to the plate. Luna, a great job of hitting there. He fouled off three straight pitches to stay alive. One came right down the middle, and he laced it right back up over second base for an RBI single. Runners at first and second, Partain at the plate. The ball short hops into the catcher for ball one. Wright takes the pitch on the outside corner for a called strike. And again, I'm not exactly sure how many pitches Hyman still has left from that second game, but Bulldogs doing a good job of really accelerating that pitch count, taking a lot of balls, fouling pitches off, as that pitch is outside. Two balls and one strike, so really eating up the available pitches. Pitch is high. Ball three on Brighton, so up in the count. Three balls, one strike, two outs. Score 9-2, Ira Bulldogs, and we are still just in the top of the second inning. Ball four off the plate. And so once again, Ira Bulldogs load the bases with number two, Jarrett Pena, up to the plate. Jarrett hit one all the way to the center field wall last time up, scored two. No place to put him. Pitch outside for ball one. Again, Nazareth pitcher is getting behind in the count early against the Bulldogs. And this ball, I say, it caught the inside corner of the plate for called strike one, even the count. One ball, one strike, two outs in the top of the second. Scored 9-2. And this pitch short hops to the catcher. So Hyman already at 17 pitches here in this half inning, added to his pitch count from the second game, and he's probably closing in on his max. And this pitch low and outside. So Jarrett ahead in the count, three balls, one strike, no place to put him, but that's ball four high. So Allen scores, and Ira Bulldogs just keep pouring it on here. If you didn't know any better, you'd think that these guys wanted to go to state. And they're looking like a state-caliber team, have all season long. But they have really come alive here in this game, too. We had a feeling all along that if the Bulldogs got into a three-game series with Nazareth, that they would have a golden opportunity. And Jerry Pena and Trent Gerber went back and forth last night, and Nazareth able to pull it out on a couple of miscues by the Ira Bulldogs had nothing to do with Jarrett's pitching, as both of them did a tremendous job, kept their teams in the ballgame. So we just felt that to our number two and number three pitchers, that was a distinct advantage for us, especially if we were able to go ahead and get their pitchers into high pitch counts, which we've been able to do. I think Gerber has maybe 22, 24 pitches left. And I think he may actually be out there right now as they are changing pitches. They may go ahead and pull out all the stops, do what they can to stop the bleeding here, with the Bulldogs having a 10-2 lead, having scored 9 runs here in the top of the second inning. So there'll be a close watch on his pitch count here. Again, Anthony Luna, the runner at third base. Brighton Partain at second. Jarrett Pena at first. Third time this half inning that the Ira Bulldogs have had the bases loaded and have come up with some timely hits. The two times prior to this one. So Drew Porter getting set to come in and see if we can continue the damage here. 10-2. Iowa Bulldogs have out hit Nazareth 13-3. 13 hits in 1 2/3 innings. And pitch number one, low and outside to Drew. So ball one. Again, bases full of Bulldogs. Drew hits one to shortstop. And the throw is in time at first. And so Nazareth finally gets out of the inning, but not before scoring 9 runs in that half inning and extending their lead 10-2. I had a feeling that this third game might involve a lot of runs, but I tell you what, Iowa Bulldogs really being aggressive at the plate. And at the same time, not swinging at bad pitches. And that's just a testament to the mentality of these guys to where they're not swinging at junk. They're making the pitcher come in. And even though they get behind the count, 0-2, 1-2, they know what pitch they want to swing at and kind of forces the pitcher to end up putting one in there either unintentionally or because they are so far ahead in the count, and the Bulldogs have made them pay for it in this first in these first 2 innings. Again, 13 hits, 10 runs for the Iowa Bulldogs, and 3 hits, 2 runs so far for Nazareth as they come up for their at-bats here in the second inning. Number 8, Jack Welch, the right fielder. Number 8 hitter for Nazareth will be the first man up here in the bottom of the second. To give you kind of an indication of where we are, he is the 8th batter, and Anthony Luna, who is our leadoff hitter, has already hit 3 times in the 2 innings. Jerick Pena, Alexa Hernandez, there's a little chopper that went over the pitcher's mound. Both of them going for the ball and tripped each other up, kind of like we saw in the last game between Holden Rios and Zane Allen. Both Jerick and Alexa can go down, but they are both back on their feet trying to walk things off with Coach Toby Goodwin. Goes out to check on them, but an infield single for Welch as he starts off the bottom of the second inning for the Nazareth Swifts. Another one of those plays that both defenders were hustling toward the ball, and it was right up the middle. I mean, it was in between second and third, and so both of them broke hard on the ball. Probably Jerick with the better angle since he was moving towards second base, but Lexton not giving up on the play. They both arrived at the same time and flipped over each other's legs, but both going back to their respective positions. Don't look any the worse for the wear, so we will resume play here. With a runner at first base, Will Young, the number 9 hitter for Nazareth, at the plate. Bulldogs at double play depth. Luna back on the rubber. Anthony with the pitch. Low for ball one. And you take the throw down to first base, gets the runner back to the bag. Anthony again, ball two, also low. 2-0 is the count. Runner at first base. No outs here in the bottom of the second for Nazareth. is swinging strike one as Pena throws the ball down to first base. Porter does a good job stopping the one hopper, keeping the runner at first with a 2-1 count on the batter. Strike two. Jaren pops up and acts like he's going to throw down to first base. You can almost see the terror in the runner's eyes from up here in the press boxes. They do everything they can to get back to first as quick as possible. Two balls, two strikes. And, it's popped up foul down the third baseline. Too far out of play for either Holden Rios or Bryson Partain to make, so the count holds at 2-2. The winds have died down considerably here, but I'm not sure that the temperature has gone down all that much. Strike three, and Jaren throws down to first base. Porter whipped the tag. I think she caught the base runner in the face with his glove inadvertently. But a swing and a miss for the first out of the inning for Luna. We get back to the top of the order now. Luke Schulte pitch inside off the plate for ball one. A foul ball down the third base line, so count evens now. One ball, one strike. Anthony doing a good job moving the pitches in and out on the Nazareth hitters. Anthony, 27 pitches so far. Pitch on the inside corner of the plate there. I'm sorry, but that really looked like a strike. He's been calling those strikes through the first inning and a half, but that one calls a ball. Now we have another foul down the third baseline. Two balls, two strikes on Schulte, the leadoff hitter for Nazareth. One out, runner on first. Anthony delivers, and the pitch is low, and the count goes full now. Imagine anything close that Schulte will be jumping on it. Anthony trying to get out number two of the inning here. And just as Anthony was about to deliver, that was a late time call because Anthony had already started his windup and the batter called time. So Anthony has to reset. Full count, one out. And the ball low and outside for ball four. So now Nazareth with two base runners. And number five, Carson Hyman, coming to the plate. 10-2 is the score. Iowa Bulldogs by virtue of 9 runs in the top of the second inning. And all of a sudden, we have completely lost both corners of the plate, inside or outside, as Pena set up on the outside corner. Pitch is called a ball. This time he brings it inside. Hyman swings, fouls it. Out of play down the third base side. That's one thing. The only thing you really ask about umpires is they stay consistent. If they stay outside or stay inside, then go ahead and do that for the entire game. This time we get the call on the outside corner. Really nice location by Luna for call strike two. I think Hyman anticipated that being called a ball, since it was the first time. One ball, two strikes now. Runners at first and second. Fly ball to center field. Zane Allen has a beat on it. Gets it. Fires it back to the infield. Runners cannot advance. So Anthony able to induce a fly ball out to center field for out number two of the inning with runners still at first and second. Number three hitter, Trent Gerber. Last time he was up, Trent hit one over the left field fence. And I would have to call that a little wind-aided because he got it up in the air, and that's about the time 25, 30-mile-an-hour wind gusts were blowing, and Holden Rios kept backing up to the fence, and it just kept carrying and was about 8 feet over the fence by the time he got out there. Low ball two, 2-0 the count. Bottom of the second, two outs. And this time he catches the outside corner again for a called strike. Two balls, one strike on the hitter. Luna has thrown 38 pitches. And a pop-up to shortstop. Jerry Pena goes back. Makes the play. Falls down on his back. Kind of got his feet tangled up, but made the play, held the ball. And so the Ira Bulldogs get out of the second inning with no damage. And they come back in hoping to pad that 10-2 lead. Continuing with our sponsors, Industrial Hose and Oil Field Supply. A one-stop shop for all your oil field supply needs. They stock pipe, valves, fittings, oil field hoses, and hydraulic hoses. Service is their number one priority, and go Bulldogs. Taylor Ranch, proud supporter of the Ira Bulldog Athletics, which is in the best in the upcoming and ongoing baseball playoffs. Go get them, dogs. Arrowhead Ranch, also a proud supporter of the Bulldogs, and which is continued success for Ira. Ira Booster Club, proud supporter of all Ira ISD students and athletes and all the endeavors that they take part in. First Baptist Church, Ira. Ben Moore, Ben, my sidekick, who is currently in Alaska, enjoying some downtime with his family, and he sent me some pics, and I know that they're having a great time. We'll meet you here, but we'll try to keep things going for you so when you get back, we can continue this. But First Baptist Church, Ira, seeks to make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. They have Bible classes for all ages every Sunday at 10 a.m., followed by worship service. They're also having a vacation Bible school for elementary age kids planned for June 19th to the 24th this summer. Head over to fbcira.com for more information, and go Bulldogs. So here we go, Jaron Pena, the first batter up to the plate here in the top of the third inning, called strike on the outside corner. And this time he drops one into right field. He's going to go for extra bases. Right fielder got over there really quick, so Jaron having to hold up after a big turn at first. But nice inside-out swing. and drives the ball into right field for a leadoff single. Bulldogs just doing a great job going with the pitch. Number 21, D.H. Caden Castillo, up next for the Bulldogs. Pitch is inside and low for ball one. They're watching Payne at first. He gets any kind of lead whatsoever, he can take off at any time. Castillo this time takes ball high. Inside again, driving up the pitch count. Not swinging it to anything out of the zone and making the pitcher come into the sweet spot. And this pitch up and in. So Caden finds himself way ahead in the count. Three balls, no strikes. Payne at first. And ball four. As that pitch is also high. Now the Ira Bulldogs have runners at first and second. Holden Rios hitting in the seven hole for the Ira Bulldogs. One for two this evening. And he takes strike one on the inside corner. And the pitch way inside for Holden for a ball. And I think that pitch caught Jaron out of the corner of his eye. Jaron faked like he was going to steal third and kind of threw that ball wildly. Holden swinging at a pitch up and in. Swinging a miss, so one ball, two strikes, and fouls it down the first baseline. So again, Ira hitter keeping the duel in play and staying alive with two strike counts. It's been huge so far tonight. First and second, nobody out. One and two is the count on Holden Rios. Holden hits a little number at third base, and he is not going to be able to make the play as Jarrett Payne was running on contact. Thought he was going to be able to toss the ball to the third baseman for the fourth out. Jarrett had other ideas as he was already there. And so a ground ball to the pitcher. And it loads the bases now for the Ira Bulldogs. A pass ball. It gets all the way in, come to the plate, and they are going to call Pena out. It looked like he had his hand in before the pitcher was able to make the tag. The home plate umpire calls him out. So first out of the inning for the Ira Bulldogs as the other runners advance. Called strike on Zane Allen. One ball, one strike. The runners now at second and third. And it looks from here like Jaron was able to get his hand in before they tagged him on the shoulder. But home plate up. And Ira Bulldog fans getting on the home plate umpire now as he just called a strike on a ball about two balls outside, and Zane walked out of the batter's box and home plate umpire told him to get back in the batter's box. That was being shown up. So now two outs. Lexton Hernandez at the plate. Runners at second and third. Holden Rios at second. Caden Castillo at first. First pitch to Lexton. Up and away for ball one. Bulldogs hoping to add to this 10-2 lead. Second pitch right down the middle for a called strike. Evens the count. One ball, one strike, two outs. Top of the third. Iowa Bulldogs ahead 10-2. Lexton Hernandez with a deep fly ball to left field. Gets over the left fielder. This will score two. And Lexton going for third, and he is sliding head first in for a triple. He just absolutely turned on that ball, hit it over the head of the left fielder. Line drive triple for Lexton Hernandez. That was just a nice piece of hitting, again with two strikes. So two more runs for the Bulldogs. Twelve to two is the score. Lexton Hernandez on third. Anthony Luna, leadoff hitter, with a ball and a strike. That pitch way outside for ball two. So again, two balls, one strike. Lexton Hernandez, two runs at the end. 12-2 is the score. And this pitch catches the inside corner. Two balls, two strikes. And that pitch stays high. So full count now. Anthony Luna looking for the payoff pitch. Lexton Hernandez down at third base after that line drive triple over the left fielder's head. Catcher calling time, going over to the dugout to talk to Tyler Goodwin. Comes back, steps up. Luna back at the plate, full count, two outs. Fouls the ball off, and here we go. This is what he did the last time. Anthony just kept fouling pitches off and then hit a line drive to right center field. And he fouls another one off. Just keeping things alive here. 12-2 is the score. 15 hits for your Iowa Bulldogs. 3 for the Nazareth Swifts. And a called strike 3 on the outside corner. Anthony knew it just as soon as it came in as he took his bat and went back to the dugout. But doesn't matter. Two more runs for the Iowa Bulldogs. 12-2 is the score after Nazareth came back and scored two in the bottom of the first inning. Iowa Bulldogs played at 9 runs the top of the second. And now add two more in the third inning. Continuing with our sponsors, again, we are appreciative for your support of Iowa Bulldogs, Iowa Bulldog Athletics, Kimpac, Oilfield Chemical Sales and Service Company, owned and operated by Shelby Bufkin. And congratulations to Shelby and the Brewers today as they defeated Clyde 12-1. And we'll move on in the county championship tomorrow as they'll play in Merkle. So I'll be traveling to Merkle to watch my grandson play tomorrow. Kimpac's been in business since 1989. Services include oil and water analysis, truck treating, and continuous injections. They stand by their motto, "We treat you right." Renegade Services, proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs and Scurry County Youth. They are the Case Hole Wireline Company to call for all of your wireline needs. Specialized in logging, perforating, pipe recovery, slicking services. And for additional information, call Gary Gunston, 325-207-0779. Anthony Luna back on the mound here for bottom of the third inning. Tanner Birkenfeld, center fielder for Nazareth. 1-for-1 on the evening. And a pitch low and inside for ball one. Pitch outside. And this ball is going into shallow right field. Jerick Pena went over and made a play, almost threw the runner out at first base from shallow right field, but the leadoff runner gets on for the swift. And it was just a little ball that went through the hole on the second base side, but Jerick got there so quickly he turned and threw to Drew and was almost able to pick him off. Anthony Luna's first pitch to Brett Young in for a called strike on the outside corner. And this ball is hit in the hole between short and third. Rios quickly up with it to Jerick Pena. And so the runners hold at first and second base on the ground ball through the hole. Birkenfeld and Young both on with singles now as Nazareth tries to put something together here in the bottom of the third inning. Earl Welch, the first baseman, lefty, at the plate. Pitch outside and low for ball one. Foul ball, back over the screening. You know the Bulldogs would love to keep that 10-run lead and finish this game early if they could. Right now it's just a matter of going ahead and keeping these two runners that are on base right now from advancing and scoring here in the bottom of the third inning. Foul ball. Jerick Pena quickly on it down the first base line. So the count goes to 1-2, no outs. Runners at first and second for Nazareth here in the bottom of the third inning. Our Bulldogs lead 12-2. It picks way outside. Pena has to dive out and is able to stop him from going to the backstop and allowing the runners to advance. Great job by Jaron on that one. He fully extends and catches the ball. 2-2. And low and outside. So we are now to a full count. Runners already on first and second. Anthony winds up. And the ball is just off the plate outside for ball four. So just like that, the bases are loaded. Braden Bullard, the seventh hitter for Nazareth, third baseman, comes to the plate as Bulldogs call timeout as Jaron goes out and talks to Anthony, the entire infield goes in trying to make sure that they are in sync on the signals with the bases loaded. Set up at double play depth, but know where everybody's going to go based on whether it's a hard ground ball, line drive, slow roller, whatever the case might be. but just know where you're going. Go ahead and get the lead runner if you can, at all, possibly. But the main thing at this point is just to get an out somewhere. And the ball goes under the glove of Brighton Partain at third base, sharply hit. Holden Rios gets it in quickly. But one run scores on the hard ground single past Brighton to third base. And Nazareth gets a run here in the bottom of the third. Base is still loaded. Jack Welch, the number 8 hitter for Nazareth, comes to the plate. Pitch is low. Almost hit in the dirt. There's no dirt here, so. Jaron Pena able to go ahead and make the stop, but ball one on the hitter. And again, a short hop across the plate. For ball two, 2-0. No outs here in the bottom of the third. One run in. Bases loaded. And again, Anthony low and outside. So it falls behind 3-0 in the count. No place to put the batter as the bases are loaded. Right over the heart of the plate as the batter was taken all the way for strike one. 3 balls, 1 strike. And the ball to Jared Payne is, he throws to third base. The ball gets away from Partain. Jared tried to throw across his body and pulled Brighton off of third base. So everybody is safe. And the bases are still loaded as Coach Kobe Goodwin now comes up to have a meeting. So we would at least get one off of that. It was a two hopper to shortstop. Jerry fielded it cleanly. And then as he tried to turn his feet quickly and, wasn't quite set as he made the throw to third base. Throw went to the inside of the bag. Bryce, trying to stretch as far as he could to catch the ball, but it was outside of his reach. He's just able to knock it down. So, on the error, Nazareth scores another run, and bases are still loaded with no outs here in the bottom of the third inning. Will Young, the number 9 hitter for Nazareth, steps in against Luna. And first pitch hits the outside corner for called strike one. And this is a pop-up to the infield. And Drew Porter is under it. They should have called infield fly on that. I didn't hear anybody, but nevertheless, a soft fly ball to the first baseman. And we get our first out of the half inning. And now brings up the top of the order, Luke Schulte. Twelve to four is the score here as Anthony puts the ball over the heart of the plate for a called strike one. Base is still loaded. Be an amazing time for a double play ball right here. Payne able to block the pitch as he comes in low for ball one. 1 ball, 1 strike. 1 out, bottom of the third. And the ball goes by Jared Pena for a sharp single into left field. 2 runs are going to score. and things are tightening up here as Cody able to go ahead and get a two-hopper past a diving Derek Pena at shortstop. So one out, 12-6 is the score. And Jerry, a great job of trapping that ball as it's well outside for ball one. Carson Hyman, the batter for Nazareth. And second pitch a little low over the plate, but low. So ball two, 2-0. Runners at first and second, one out. And another strike hit the outside corner. Called strike two. I'm sorry, strike one. Two balls, one strike on the batter, Hyman. And a pop fly to Derek Pena at short. The runner at second base was off the bag. It didn't go back. He tossed the ball to Lexan Hernandez behind him for a double play. And the runner on second just absolutely forgot where he was and how many outs there were. And sure helps us out quite a bit as Derek Pena able to just go ahead and soft toss the ball to Lexan Hernandez as he was picked off basically second base there, and Anthony Luna out of the inning. Brighton Partain will be the first batter for the Iowa Bulldogs here in the top of the fourth. Again, the score now 12-6. Iowa Bulldogs hoping to get those runs back that they gave up this last half inning. It got dark here in the press box, so I had to turn the light on to be able to read some more of our sponsors. Doug and Susie White, and says here, no business. They have a lot of business. They are all over the place and take care of Iowa students and student-athletes, lifetime Iowa residents, supporter of everything Iowa Bulldog, and we appreciate their support. As they say, black and orange runs through their veins. First Baptist Church of Snyder, located at 1712 27th Street. Start your Sunday off with one of their Bible studies, and then join them in worship service at 10:15. The praise team leads you in worship, and the pastor, Ben Reed, provides the message. You can also join in via Facebook live stream. You'll be welcomed in a relaxed, loving environment. Be sure to stop by and visit the Welcome Center for a cup of coffee and donuts. Find out more by visiting fbcsnyder.org. And some more supporters of Iowa Bulldog Athletics, Mark and Sheila Harless, just backing the Bulldogs and all they do. Again, we appreciate all of you sponsors and all of you listening out there for making this possible, and for ensuring that we are able to go ahead and continue to provide playoff athletics, Bulldog style. Brighton Partain now, the leadoff hitter for the Bulldogs in the top of the fourth, takes a swing and a miss at the first pitch. And again, I'm not sure how many pitches they have left, but it shouldn't be too many, because we have really been racking up the at-bats and extending the pitch count as that pitch is low for ball one. One ball, one strike here in the top of the fourth. And Brighton takes a pitch outside. Goes ahead in the count. Two balls, one strike. 12-6 is the score here in the top of the fourth inning. Pitch hit the inside corner. for a called strike. He evens up the count at 2-2. And this pitch is away, so Brayden again has worked the count full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, no outs, nobody on as Brayden leads off the top of the fourth. And he hits the ball into right center field. It's going to fall for a base hit. So once again, the leadoff man is on for the Iowa Bulldogs. And we don't care what they look like. They all look good in the scorer's book, but a single into right field and Brayden Partain is on base. Jared Kenyon now comes to the plate. Jared gets a high fly ball to the outfield. The center fielder drops the ball. Brayden had gone halfway to second base, and it's a good thing he did because center fielder dropped the ball, and when he did, he came up, was going to try to throw Brayden out of second base, but Brayden beat the second baseman there, and so everybody is safe on a fly ball to center field. So first two batters of the top of the fourth are on for the Iowa Bulldogs. Brings up Drew Porter. Drew with a called strike on the inside corner. Now he hits a huge foul ball that the pitcher is able to grab for the first out of the inning. So one out, two runners on, Partain at second, Pena at first, Jarek Pena at first, as Jaron Pena is at the plate. And he hits a ball foul down the right field line. If that had been on the line, he'd have been off of the races as the right fielder is playing right center field gap almost halfway between first base and second base. So from where he is standing to the foul line is completely open. And Jaron saw that and did a good job on that first pitch trying to hit it there. 0-1 is the count, one out. Ball inside to Jaron Pena, 1 ball, 1 strike. And this one almost hits Jaron. He stays in there for ball two. 2 balls, 1 strike, 1 out. 12-6 is the score. Iowa Bulldogs in the lead. Runners at first and second. And a line shot over the second baseman's head into right center field. And there'll be a play at the plate, but Brayden Partain beats the throw and is safe as the runners advance. Brayden was just a tremendous slide. Line drive single to right field and bring another runner home. Pena at third and Pena at second on the throw. One out. We get one of the runs back. And Caden Castillo, the DH, 2-for-2 on the evening. Like to make it 3-for-3. Runners at second and third for your Iowa Bulldogs. Just one out. Caden reaches out in front of the plate and taps that one foul. So So the count is 0-2. And strike three, as that ball just torched the outside corner of the plate, and Caden knew it just as soon as it crossed the plate. So two outs now. Holden Rios, who is 2-for-3 on the evening, comes to the plate with two outs. Runners are second and third. And the first pitch is ball one outside. And the ball goes over the pitcher. Jaron wisely stays at second base as the ball was going to hit him. So he stays on the bag, and the fielders are not able to make a play. So on the ground ball to second base, they're able to go ahead and score another run. Rios on an infield single. And the Bulldogs increase their lead 14-6 now. With runners at first and second. Just a heads up play by Jaron at second base, because that ball is coming right at him. Would have hit him. Stays on the bag. Second baseman, third baseman try to cut across, and with Jaron in between them, neither able to go ahead and get to the ball. So Holden able to go ahead and beat the throw out to first. Called strike on the outside corner now, 0-2 to Zane Allen. Zane fouls one back. Again, eating up a lot of pitches. We started with Luke Schulte pitching this game, who was the catcher. And then Carson Hyman came in. And Bulldogs let him up. Schulte has been back out on the mound as he throws the ball by Zane Allen. Swing and a miss for strike three. So we'll be going to the bottom of the fourth inning. But not before the Iowa Bulldogs are able to go ahead and get two runs back. So in their four innings at the plate, Iowa Bulldogs have scored 1-9, 2-2. And lead the Nazareth Swift 14-6, and we are just halfway through this thing, folks. I'd like to say we were farther along. I wish we were, and I wish we right now were at a double-digit lead and could try to go ahead and finish this thing in five innings. If we can hold them here and go in and get a couple runs, then we might be able to go ahead and do that, but got to play good defense and be behind Anthony. Anthony Luna has now thrown 64 pitches through three innings. But the pitchers for Nazareth have thrown far more than that in their allotted innings as well. So Anthony doing a good job holding down that number three slot for the Bulldogs, giving us an opportunity to go ahead and advance. Number two, shortstop Trent Gerber, the leadoff hitter for Nazareth, hit a home run in the first inning and was thrown out in the second. Pitch just a little far, too far inside for ball one. This one is outside and low. 2-0 is the count. In bottom of the fourth. 14-6 is the score. The Bulldogs in the lead. And pitch number three also inside for ball three. This one right over the heart of the plate. Call it strike. And swinging strike. Whoever wanted that one, and Anthony able to go ahead and get a little something extra on it up and in. And the count goes full. And a one hopper to Jerry Pena at short. Jerry over to first. And that is out number one on a dangerous batter for Nazareth. And that's the one we want to get. Jerry just took his time, double clutch, and threw a laser shot to Drew Porter at first base for out number one. Tanner Brookenfeld now, the center fielder for the Swifts. He is two for two. He's hit, had two hits to right center field. First pitch ball outside. And this pitch inside is a long fly ball. Ike Weaver there, though, and able to go ahead and pick it off a running grab. Ike was playing a little more left of the foul line and able to run over, and the ball held up, and he makes an excellent play on that fly ball for out number two. And he and Caden make a really good DH fielder punch, because Caden has really hit the ball, and Ike has made some very good plays in the outfield during the course of this weekend for the Ira Bulldogs. Pitch number one to Brett Young gets away from Luna for ball one. Young one of two as he was able to get the ball between Jarek and Brighton at short and third last time. Called strike on the corner, this time a swing and a miss. So Anthony ahead in the count, one ball, two strikes, two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And strike three, Anthony with a high fastball right down the middle. Young not able to catch up to it. And just what we wanted, just what we needed. Ira Bulldogs take Nazareth 1-2-3 in the bottom of the fourth. No runs scored. And the score remains 14-6 as we go to the top of the fifth. The other part about that is we just got through the heart of their order, because that was number 3, 4, and 5 hitters for Nazareth that half inning. And Anthony able to go ahead and find his rhythm, locate his pitches, and defense helped him out. Jarek Pena with a laser throw. Ike Weaver with a rundown of a drive to right field. And then Anthony said, I'll take care of the third out myself. And high heater strikes Young out for the third out of the inning. Again, if the Bulldogs do what we've done the last three innings and just put a couple runs on the board, then we could look at the potential of run ruling. Again, don't want to get ahead of myself, and I would take at this point a 15-14 victory. You know, whatever it might entail, as long as the Bulldogs take care of business and come out on top. So, whatever that looks like, I'm good with it. Lexton Hernandez will be the leadoff batter here in the top of the fifth for your Iowa Bulldogs. Hernandez and then the top of the batting order. Lexton last time turned on an inside pitch and hit a triple down over the left fielder. Inside pitch, kicks to the corner for strike one, and Lexton turns on pitch number two. It goes just foul, outside the third baseline, so he's in a familiar count. Two strikes is where he did his damage the last two times. 2-for-3 on the evening. And this time, Shoulder able to put the ball by him for a swinging strike 3 and the first out of the inning. Anthony Luna, leadoff batter for the Iowa Bulldogs. His fifth time to the plate, they have batted around now 5 times as he takes one up and away for ball 1. And this second pitch outside. So Luna quickly ahead in the count. 2 balls, no strikes. 1 out here in the top of the 5th inning. Pitch inside catches the corner of the plate for a called strike. And ball 3 is that pitch is high. 3 balls, 1 strike. Shulte, according to my count, has just hit 100 pitches on the evening. Sharp hit to the shortstop. He goes down to get it. Can't get back up. And Luna will not even get a throw over to first base as he had already crossed the bag by the time the shortstop would be able to get back to his feet. So another strong piece of hitting for the Iowa Bulldogs. With the infield single, Bulldogs have a runner on base now. Number 11, Brighton Partain, comes to the plate. 1 out here in the top of the 5th inning. And Brighton, that was a slow pitch. He was way out ahead of that pitch. Swung and missed. As it is almost looked like a slow pitch softball coming in. It's number 2 outside, ball 1. 1 ball, 1 strike. I'm not exactly sure what the home plate umpire just told the catcher, but tapped him on the shoulder and I guess told him to go out and talk to the pitcher. Clearing something up here, I guess. 1 ball, 1 strike went out, top of the 5th, which lead 14-6. Brighton fouls. Players have got me tired by this point. I mean, they've been out in the field 105 plus temperature all day long. And another one of the little Ethan pictures that ends up out of the strike zone for ball 2. As Brighton doesn't bite on that one, so 2 balls, 2 strikes. And Brighton staying in business here as he fouls that pitch off. Bulldogs doing a great job at just fighting things off and then finding the right pitch to put into play. This pitch outside, short hop, the catcher does a good job of stopping the ball before it gets by him. And Shulte goes now to a full count on Brighton Partain with the runner at first. And a pop up to the infield as Brighton got underneath that one and pitcher is able to go ahead, call everybody off and make the play for out number 2. So Jarrett Pena comes to the plate, 2-for-3 on the evening. Runner at first, 2 outs. Takes strike 1, called on the inside corner. Both pitchers kind of settling into things here the last inning. I've headed just for these short hops, 1 to the catcher. Shorty nearing his maximum count here, so he might only be able to go another half inning as Jarrett lifts one to center field. Center fielder is under it. Makes the play for out number 3, so one hit, no runs for the Ira Bulldogs as Nazareth will come in the bottom of the 5th inning with their number 6, 7, and 8 batters. The thing about it is the 3, 4, and 5 for the Swifts haven't done as much damage as the 6, 7, and 8 in this ball game, as the lower part of the order has been putting the ball in play. So he's hoping the Ira Bulldogs can get them out again like they did last inning. Good defense, and Anthony found the corners and got up in the zone a little, made them swing for the out. Ira Bulldogs have out-hit the Nazareth Swifts 19-7 on the ball game. 2 errors for the Bulldogs, 1 error for Nazareth here in this game 3. And I don't know what everybody thought this was going to be this weekend. I think a lot of people may have thought that it was going to go 3 games. Some people may have just thought that, you know, one would win in 2, but it's pretty much come down to exactly what I thought it was going to where your number 3 pitchers, your defense, your hitters after a long, hard day in the sun, just which team wants it the worst and wants to go ahead and advance. I know Nazareth went to the state tournament last year. Bulldogs have never been this far before, but not acting like a team that hasn't been here, acting like a team that wants to go on and continue play. As pick number 1 to Cyril Welch is hit back for a foul ball, 0-1. Bulldogs just looks like a team of destiny this year, and you know, whether it's a close game like it was yesterday, or you know, a game where Nazareth was a hit or two from coming back and making a game of it in game 1 to that week, they're able to hold on or getting a lead tonight like they've done. Just playing very tenacious ball and looking like a team that's destined to do more this year than what they've already done. Fly ball lifted into right field. Ike Weaver standing right there and catches it for out number 1. Anthony again doing a good job of keeping the ball around the plate and forcing Nazareth batters to swing and maybe some pitches that they didn't necessarily want to, and letting his defense take care of business behind him. Swinging strike 1 to Braden Bullard, the third baseman. Luna with the windup and the pitch outside for ball 1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Ball hit to Jarrett at shortstop. Jarrett not able to field the ball cleanly and comes up, makes the throw, but the runner already crossed the bag. So on a hard hit ground ball, Jarrett's not able to field it cleanly, and so Buller ends up at first base. One out here in the bottom of the fifth inning, one runner on. And the ball gets away from Jarrett. That pitch was down. Jarrett did his best to block it. But not able to keep it close enough to where he could hold the runner at first. A little pop-up. Oh, it was a sharp one hopper to the area between home and third. Luna off the mound quickly, turns and tries to throw the runner out at first base. The ball gets away from Drew Porter at first. He's able to keep it close enough for the runner at first, couldn't advance. The runner at third could not move on. But it's an infield single for the batter. As they now have runners at the corner. Welch at first, Bullard at third. One out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Will Young, the number nine hitter, at the plate. Young steps out, steps back in. Ready for the pitch. And it is outside for ball one. Anthony looking a little tired as the ball is not going exactly where it's wanting to go, but trying to do all he can to get the ball in play. This one is fouled back into the netting. Evens the count. One ball, one strike. One ball, one strike, one out. 14-6 is the score here in the bottom of the fifth. A line shot through the hole at shortstop. And one run will score on the sharp single. So now batters at, or runners at first and second. Run in for Nazareth as Coach Toby Goodwin goes to the mound. Don't know if we'll see a pitching change here. As I said before, I'm not sure how many pitches Brighton or Jarrett, either one, have left. But Anthony has done a great job to get us here to the bottom of the fifth with a good lead. And so if they end up switching pitchers, then not really a bad thing. And it looks like they may be going to Jaron Pena to pitch as Jaron takes his catcher's gear off. Home plate umpire standing between third baseline and the pitching rubber as he makes a notation on his scorecard. But Anthony did an excellent job, I think, of getting us to this point in the ball game. With their potent offensive down, they've got 7 runs, but Ira Bulldog's able to put 14 on the board and see if Jaron can come in and go ahead and close out these last couple of innings for us. As he takes his warm-up throws, again, a reminder from the state UIL, don't miss the UIL Baseball State Championship starting Wednesday, June the 8th at UFCU Dish Falk Field in Austin, Texas, and the Dell Diamond in Round Rock, Texas. Ticket information and more can be found at uiltexas.org. And hopefully everything goes right these next couple of innings, we may be able to join them out there as Anthony getting a well-deserved round of applause for his pitching and the way that he kept the Iowa Bulldogs in the ball game here. Well-deserved, and just an exceptional job by him as Jaron Pena comes in and takes his warm-up pitches. Again, the Bulldogs with a 14-7 lead. We took the loss 3-2 last night, held on for a two-run victory this afternoon. And here we come down to the last couple of innings of what was billed statewide pretty much as a Goodwin versus Goodwin matchup, but the Bulldogs versus the Swift, as both coaches said, you know, we haven't thrown a ball, we haven't had a hit, you know, or run the bases. It's been our players, and both about team and both about everybody being their best, and that's what we've seen this weekend. And whichever one of these teams advances, I feel very confident that they're going to acquit themselves well at the state tournament coming out of this region final. So runners are first and second, Jaron Pena on the mound, and first pitch in the dirt, ball one. Luke Solde again back to the top of the order for the Swift as Jaron hit the outside corner for a called strike. One ball, one strike, one out. Just a little outside on that one. Two balls, one strike. Bulldogs at double play depth at second. In short, keeping the runner close at second. And again, ball called low for 3-1 count. One out here as Jaron finds the range. And that ball short hop. To the catcher, so ball four, and that will load the bases. Carson Hyman coming to the plate. One out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Bulldogs need an out desperately here. First pitch, high outside for ball one. You figure it may take a hit or two for Jaron to hit his stride here as he's come from behind home plate to now throwing from a mound as that pitch is low for ball two. And foul back for a strike. Two balls, one strike, one out, bottom of the fifth. 14-7 is the score. Your Iowa Bulldogs with the lead. Nazareth with the bases loaded. Number two hitter at the plate. And fouls this one off as well. So evens the count now. Two balls, two strikes. Jaron kind of finding his range now. He's been up and in on the last two pitches. Kind of handcuffed the batter at the plate. A little off season stays up and away, so full count to the batter now. Base is loaded, no place to put him. The payoff pitch coming. And the pitch is outside for ball four. So Wilt will score, closes the gap 14-8. Jarek and Lexan come in to talk to Jaron, kind of get him calmed down a little bit maybe, and let him know that they've got the defense behind him, so go ahead and let him put the ball in play. Number two, Gerber up at the plate. He is 1-for-3 tonight, but that one hit was a home run in the first inning. And he fouls his first pitch away. Out of play behind the backstop for strike one. Again, one out. Base is still loaded. 0-1 is the count on the hitter. Pitch right down the middle for a called strike. That's kind of a sneaky little fastball there as Jaron just unleashed that and caught him right above the knee. So ahead in the count, 0-2. And the ball goes up the middle for a single. Two runs are going to score. Jaron almost able to get his glove and deflect that ball, but wasn't able to get to it. So it goes up the middle, two-run score. And runners at first and third, as the gap is now closed 14-10 here in the bottom of the fifth. Number 14, Tanner Birkenfeld, the center fielder, 2-3 for the evening. Both hits to the right field side, right side of the ball field. Pitch number one from Jaron hits the outside corner for a called strike. One out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Foul ball back. Out of play, strike two. The main thing at this point, runner at third matters, but the main thing is to go ahead and get a sure out and try to get out of this inning as Bulldogs still up 14-10. And the ball gets to Lexan at second base and throws the ball away. It goes toward the Nazareth dugout. Runners are going to advance second and third, and a run scores. Lexan threw the ball across his body, and drew a first try to go ahead and stretch out to get it, but not able to get there. So a run scores. And runners at second and third as Gerber advanced on the play and Birkenfeld went to second on that error. The Bulldogs lead is now down to 3 with Swift sitting at second and third. One out. Brett Young is the hitter. That ball gets away from the catcher. One run will score, and the runner advances from second to third. And Coach Goodwin back out to the mound to talk to his infield. But a wild pitch leads to one run, and the runner at second is advanced to third. And so just like that, Iowa Bulldogs find their lead, which at one time was 10 runs, has been cut to 2. And now Jerry Pena is going to come in and try to go ahead and stop things here for the Bulldogs. And a long fly ball to right field. Ike Weaver's back. Ike makes the play. A runner tags up at third. And comes in to score as this is now a one-run ball game. And my batting order is all messed up here. Now, as 14-3, number three is the batter. Two outs, one ball, one strike. Foul ball. So one ball, two strikes, two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Nazareth has played 7 runs this half inning, has closed the gap to one-run deficit, 14-13. No base runners. Jerry Pena up 1-2 on the count, and strike 3. Swinging strike as the Iowa Bulldogs get out of the inning, but not before Nazareth able to come back in a big way and make this a one-run ball game. Now, I think anybody who thought either team was just going to lay down and die if the other team got a large lead would have been sorely mistaken. And obviously, that's exactly what's happened here. Right now, the main effort on the part of Coach Toby Goodwin is to keep the guys up as Nazareth players now hopping up and down and all around. They're still behind, but just had a big half inning. Just like when we scored 9 runs in the second inning. And so just make sure that everybody's on the same page and everybody stays up and realizes that they are still ahead in this ball game. Top of the 6th inning. Drew Porter will be leading things off for your Iowa Bulldogs. And Nazareth again with a big comeback here, but the one thing that the Bulldogs have to remember is they are still in the lead. The bad thing that you see on the scoreboard right now is the Bulldogs have committed 6 errors We still out hit Nazareth 19-9, but too many errors have caused the issue for the Bulldogs at this point. Drew steps in, Schulte still pitching, and throws one over the outside corner for a called strike one. Drew 2-for-4 on the evening. That pitch hits the ground in front of the catcher, bounces up over him for a ball. One ball, one strike. Pitch deep inside that Drew had to get away from to have it miss him, and it is called a strike, much to the dismay of all of the Ira Bulldog fans out here. And Drew himself, Drew just took a second pitch in the same place, and umpire calls him out on strikes. Both of those deep inside, and looked about a couple of balls off as Toby Goodwin comes down to ask home plate umpire exactly where they were. And you can tell, I can tell at the outset this umpire's got a bit of an attitude, because when Zane Allen didn't like a call and backed out of the batter's box, he motioned for him to get back in and not show him up. And he does a little jarring to Coach Goodwin, and everybody goes back to their places, and we get ready for Jaron Pena. Jaron 4-for-4 on the evening. And hits a line shot to right at the first baseman. First baseman moved his glove before the ball got to him, able to go ahead and move it back. Almost had to protect his face on that drive. But two quick outs, and Caden Castillo is the batter for the Bulldogs here in the top of the sixth. Two outs, nobody on. It's a hard one hopper to third base, and third baseman throws a liner to first base. And just like that, the Ira Bulldogs are down 1-2-3. On the ground ball. So, again, it's just going to be important for the Bulldogs at this point to play good defense, keep their heads up, and just maintain this one-run lead. That's all you've got to do. They can maintain this one-run lead and get out of here. I said earlier I'd go ahead and take a one-run game, and I'm still good for that. No, it's been a long day on the field. It's been a long day in the broadcaster's booth, and I'm trying not to lose my voice. But I want to go ahead and, excuse me, bring you these last 1.5 innings anyway. But do what we can to go ahead and keep things going here. Waiting for the Ira Bulldog catcher to get geared up here. And here he comes as we go ahead and get Jerry's warm-up pitches. And all of a sudden, the stands got noisy again on both sides. Nazareth trying to get their offense geared up, and the Bulldogs employing their defense to get these last six outs and go home with the victory and a date at the state tournament. So Nazareth batter comes to the plate. And he goes down to talk to Tyler Goodwin. Steps in the batter's box and then steps back out. Fourteen to 13 is the score. First pitch to Welch is high. How's that pitch back? One ball, one strike. And that was in foul territory. Drew Porter goes back and catches the ball over his shoulder for out number one. Bring the number eight hitter up to the plate. And swinging strike one. One out here in the bottom of the sixth. Bulldogs clinging to a 14-13 lead. No balls, one strike. And one out in the inning. And another foul goes down the first baseline out of play. No balls, two strikes, one out. And a barely able to go ahead and make contact with that ball to stay alive. Battles it back behind the catcher. Count stays at 0-2. And pitch is high. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. And swinging strike three for out number two of the inning. So Iowa Bulldogs with two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The leadoff batter Schulte comes to the plate. Hits a one hopper to third base. And beats the throw. Beats the throw to first. It looked clearly like he was out. And I think, and you know, Coach Goodwin comes out of the dugout and comes down to ask the first baseman if he'll go to home for help, because it looked like the throw clearly beat him. But first base umpire behind the play calls him safe. Let's see if he will confer with the home plate umpire on the call. Instead, he's walking away from Coach Goodwin right now, which if he is sure of his call, then he should go ahead and go to home and ask for verification that he saw something different or might not have been in the right spot, but he's not going to give up the call. He's going to maintain that the runner made it. Drew Porter, talking to Coach Goodwin, says, I know for a fact that we got him. But nothing is going to change. On the call of second base umpire coming out now to talk to Coach Goodwin as he walks slowly across the mound. But that sure looked for all intents and purposes like out number three of the half inning. Instead, the runner falls safe at first, and so the at-bat continues for Nazareth. That could end up being a huge, huge play as we're at the top of the order now. And foul ball slowly rolls down the third baseline for strike one. Again, two outs. And foul back now, so head in the count, no balls, two strikes. Ira fans have come to their feet. Two outs, no balls, two strikes. Runner at first, bottom of the sixth inning. Ira Bulldogs clinging to a one-run, 14-13 lead. And swinging, strike three. Pena gets the out. The runner is stranded for Nazareth. We will go into the seventh inning with your Ira Bulldogs maintaining that one-run lead. Everybody kind of coming up to Drew Porter after that. Drew was incensed. I mean, he was adamant that runner was out. And Jerry goes ahead and takes care of business, gets the leadoff hitter to strike out, and so our Bulldogs will come to the plate here in the top of the seventh inning, still leading 14-13. I tell you what, this has been a game here so far. As that was a big swing and a miss there to end the sixth inning for the Bulldogs. And I believe if I have things right here, Holden Rios will be leading things off here in the top of the seventh for the Bulldogs. I'm not sure how many pitches we've got left for Jerry. But it looks like they're still going with Shorty. Holden Rios will be the leadoff batter, and then we will have Zane Allen and Lexton Hernandez. Sure be nice to get another run or two right here as the first pitch to Holden is a ball inside and high. 14-13 is the score coming down to the very last inning, the very last out here of the regional championship. Called strike over the heart of the plate, 1-1 is the count. Holden so far tonight, 3-for-4. And he takes a cut at that one. The second baseman has it and triple clutches it, but is able to go ahead and get it out and throw to first base before Holden is able to get there for out number one on the ground ball. Zane Allen now up to bat. Zane 0 for 3. He's due tonight. He's been really hitting the ball well as of late. Pitch number one is outside and low for ball one. One out here in the top of the seventh inning. Pitch hits the inside corner for a call strike. Count evens as 1-1. And it's a two hopper to the first baseman who gets the ball unassisted and makes the out, links the play at first for out number two of the inning. So looking to Lexton Hernandez to provide for base runners to get back to the top of the order and extend this half inning. Lexton steps in. First pitch hits the outside corner for a called strike. Lexton 2-for-4 on the night with a big triple into left field over the left fielder's head. And this pitch inside takes it foul down the third baseline. So down in the count 0-2, but that's where Lexton has done his damage tonight with two strikes. Top of the seventh, no balls, two strikes, two outs. Bulldogs with a one-run lead, 14-13 here on the regional championship. And that pitch is low. Not by much, but just enough. Lexton walks it all the way in. One ball, two strikes. See if he can go ahead and put it in play and keep this inning going. And ball two outside. Now the Nazareth fans thinking that the umpire might be squeezing their picture a little bit as that ball was just off the plate to the outside. But Lexton holds off on it, evens the count. Lexton with a fly ball to second base. And the second baseman goes out, makes the play over his shoulder. And so it comes down to the last three outs here in this ball game. And that was a good play by the second baseman. He was able to go into shallow center field or right center field and get that ball over his shoulder. I thought it might be able to land in between all the fielders there. But here we are now. It took a while to get here. But we're at the bottom of the seventh inning, game three of a three-game winner-take-all championship series. For Region 1 to be able to represent the region at the state championships June the 8th and 9th. What's at stake? Well, pretty much everything. We've got Ira with the lead right now, 14-13. We've got Jerick Pena on the mound. I'm not sure how many pitches he has left, but hopefully enough to close this thing out. And we've got Nazareth 2, 3, and 4 hitters coming up to the plate as the Ira Bulldogs attempt to win this game and advance to the state championships. Okay, this is everything right here. And, you know, there's excitement There's a little fear involved. There's some nervousness, but all of that has got to go away as we get ready for these final 3 outs of this ball game. Batter is in the box. And Peña ready with the pitch. And Jerry Peña with an excellent pickup at shortstop. It looked like that ball might get into left field as it was sharply hit. Comes up, spins, and throws. Drew Porter with a pickup scoop at first base. And one pitch and one out. As the Bulldogs, I'll tell you, that was just an excellent defensive play. Peña did everything right. Stopped the ball, spun, threw a bullet to Drew at first base. Drew picked up the throw, and we have one out in the book. Pitch a little outside for ball one. Trent Gerber. Trent is 1 of 4. That one hit being a home run way back in the first inning of play. One out, one ball, no strikes. Bottom of the seventh inning. Iowa Bulldogs holding a one-run lead. Ball hit into right field. Ike Weaver tries to get to it. It falls, and Gerber slides headfirst into second base. Ike did all he could to get to the ball. It was just hit in front of him and not able to get it even laying out. For it. So Gerber, the tying run on second, as Tanner Birkenfeld, the center fielder, the lefty, comes to the plate. One out as the Bulldogs try to keep Gerber from scoring at second base while we can, well, we'll go ahead and get 2 outs. Finish the game off in the process. Inside corner for strike one. Again, defense is focused on getting this out. Pitch inside, ball one. If he hits it to the right side of the field, it doesn't matter really if Gerber advances to third. As long as we get the out with 2 outs, then go ahead and try to finish off the ball game and leave him at third base. But the all-important thing is Birkenfeld right here at this point to be able to get the out. And pitch is high for ball two. Two balls, one strike. One out here in the bottom of the seventh. Gerber at second base. Bulldogs trying to close this out. Here's the pitch. And it is a fly ball to deep right field. Gerber is going to score. There's no play at the plate, and this game is tied on a double by Birkenfeld to the right center field wall. That ball just kept carrying and carrying. Both Zane Allen and Ike Weaver trying to track it down, but right between the two of them. And so now the winning run is sitting at second base for Nazareth. The game is all tied up, one out. And the Bulldogs with a conference at the mound here. As they break it up with Brett Young, number 5 hitter, the BH for Nazareth, coming to the plate. He is 2 for 4 on the evening, 2 singles, both into left center field. And at this point, Bulldogs have just got to play for that out, keep that runner from second from scoring at any cost here. And infield knocked everything down. Pitch low and outside, ball one. The pitch, the slow roller to first base. Drew Porter picks it up. The runner advances to third, but there are now two outs. As Drew handles the slow roller, Birkenfeld moves to third. But again, right now, the main thing is the batter. Wilkes one for three. Again, a lefty, the first baseman. Infield needs to go ahead and knock this down, make the play, and let's go ahead and take our chances in extra innings here. Two outs, and first pitch is high for ball one. This is what championship games look like, folks. I'll tell you what, if you missed these two games today, you have missed it because this has been as exciting, probably as exciting for you, hopefully listening, as it has been for us watching, as the second pitch is high for ball two, 2-0 the count, two outs, bottom of the seventh inning, score tied 14-14, runner at third base, Bulldogs playing for the out to go into extra innings. A swing and a strike. Two balls, one strike. And again, that big glaring number up on the scoreboard. Errors for the Bulldogs in this game. And they have played hard. We've made a few mistakes. But hoping to undo all that here by getting the third out and getting back into bat. Pitch way inside for ball three. Three balls, one strike now is the count. Two outs on the batter. And a foul straight back into the net. So the count is full. All the Iowa Bulldog fans on their feet. You know how important this next pitch is. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, bottom of the seventh inning. And the pitch. And it is a foul ball as the batter fights off the pitch. It was a good pitch inside corner of the plate, and it probably would have been called a strike if he had gone for it, but able to go ahead and stay alive, got a piece of it, hit it down first base line. So count remains full. And the pitch fouled again. So this is a big time duel here, and we know how much is on the line as Jarrett just tries to get that third strike by him. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Strike three. A high pitch, and he cannot hold up. Swings late, and we are going into extra innings. Here is your Iowa Bulldogs able to get out of the inning. 14-14 is the score. And tell you what, my program just asked me, so that was 7 innings. Do you want to go to the 8th inning? We most certainly do want to go to the 8th inning. Tied up 14-14. I tell you what, this is some of the most exciting baseball that I've seen witness to in a long, long time. All three of these games. Last night, Iowa Bulldogs come back, scored two runs in the top of the 6th inning to go ahead. They score a run in the top of the 6th, go ahead 2-1. Nazareth comes back, bottom of the 6th, scores 2 to win the ball game 3-2. Today, Iowa Bulldogs with a 7-1 lead saw that evaporate and able to hold on as Jerry Pena laid out on a line drive that would have at least traded one run, if not two, and Iowa Bulldogs hold on for a 2-run victory. And then we get to tonight, to game 3, and I tell you what, if you saw all the figures on the scoreboard, you wouldn't have thought the first two games weren't like they did. 14-14, Bulldogs at one time with a 10-run lead, 12-2. But Nazareth able to creep back, had a 7-run 5th inning. And now here we are into the 8th inning as the Iowa Bulldogs, Nazareth Swifts, take this championship game to the mat. Extra inning game for the right to go on and play in the state championship. Schulte is no longer the pitcher. I'm trying to see who the pitcher is now for Nazareth. And I can't see the number, so I'm not sure, but at any rate, the Iowa Bulldogs with the top of the order up. Start with Anthony Luna. Anthony 3-5 on the evening. And the first pitch is in, a curveball for a called strike. Ball 1 is the pitch is way outside. 1-1 is the count. Things tied up 14-14 as we go into the 8th inning here. That pitch up high. Anthony now ahead in the count. 2-1. And that ball stays high as well. Rian won the count. And Anthony on a 3-1 pitch to pop up to the pitcher for out number 1. And I'm not sure if that would have been a ball. It was a little bit low, but at any rate, he got underneath the pitch and popped out to the pitcher for out number 1. Brighton Partain to the plate. And first pitch is off the plate to the outside for ball 1. Pitch number 2 is low, so the count goes to 2-0. Make it 3-0 as that one is outside and pitcher having trouble finding the strike zone. At this point, we just need a base runner to start things off for us. And that ball is low. So on 4 straight pitches, Brighton walks. And brings up Jarek Pena. Jarek 2-for-4 on the night. It looked like the pitcher was just trying to aim the ball across the plate as that one went high and outside. But his release point is really off. And the slow stuff works sometimes because Jarek fouls the ball straight down into the ground. So one ball, one strike. One out here on the top of the eighth. Partain, the runner at first. Jarek with a fly ball to shallow right center field. Second baseman goes out and gets it. And again, the pitcher is not throwing anything overpowering at all. Just basically getting it over the plate. But we are out so far ahead of the pitch that we've had two pop-ups now as we try to get the ball in play. Drew Porter up now with Wright and Partain on first, two outs. Top of the eighth inning, score tied 14-14. And Drew with a swing and a strike on a high pitch. Wright is a good lead at first. Time to pitch well out of the zone for ball one. One ball, one strike. And the catcher has to come up out of his crouch to keep that ball from going to the backstop. So two balls and one strike. Oh, did he just call a pitch a strike that crossed into the batter's box on the opposite side? I'm sorry, but that was way out. Full count now as the pitch gets away from the catcher. Wright and able to get to the backstop, and man, that previous call, the catcher had to cross his body with his glove, and the ball was in the left-handed batter's box by about a ball width, which means it was about three ball widths off the plate, and umpire with a called strike. And on a full count, Drew battles and fouls it back out of play. On the wild pitch, though, Brighton able to move to second. But Drew swings at a pitch up and in. And it is three outs now for the Iowa Bulldogs as they try to hold Nazareth here in extra innings. And again, as I said, sometimes that slow pitching, when you've seen a lot of fast pitchers and then the speed slows way down, it's really hard to get your timing, but that one pitch call on the outside part of the plate that was way off, that would have been ball four. It makes a huge difference now, as instead of the Bulldogs having runners at first and second with two outs, end up with three outs. Jaron Payne, you're back on the mound for the Iowa Bulldogs here in the bottom of the eighth. His right leg is cramping up on him, and he's calling for the coach to come out as he has thrown two pitches, and on both pitches, he has almost fallen over. As his right leg is completely cramping up, Bryce Partain comes in from third base and tries to stretch him out as Coach Goodwin comes from the dugout. But I could see he was in discomfort after the first pitch. After the second one, he just locked up and almost went down to his knees. Like I said, it has been a long day. I mean, you think about it. We've been out here. The guys have been here since before 4 o'clock in 105-degree temperature. And all of the baseball that's been played today, and now we're in extra innings of the championship game. I mean, it just takes a physical toll on you. And these young guys are doing the best they can and trying to hold in there for their respective teams. And Jaron taking his warm-up pitches and kind of coming off of that right leg, favoring it a little bit, trying to keep it from locking up on him. And it looks like he will go ahead and give it a shot to stay in the game. But it also looks like he is throwing primarily just complete arm and upper body strength as he's not able to get a full stride. Now, I think if he gets a full stride in, he's probably going to lock that leg up again. So just hoping he can go ahead and keep that at bay and get these outs, get back in so Bulldogs have a chance to score. Right now, everybody on the field is doing all they can to try to extend this game. Seventh, eighth, and ninth hitters up for the Swifts here in this eighth inning. And first pitch inside almost hits the batter for ball one. And this hit goes out to left center field. Zane Allen not able to catch up to it. Leadoff runner will end up at third base as the ball comes back into the infield. But a leadoff triple for Braden Bullard. And that ball just tailed away from Zane. Zane playing straight up center field, and you can see as he was running for the ball was tailing toward left field away from him. And leadoff runner on base with a triple. Coach Goodwin coming out, have a conference at the mound. Kind of wonder if he's not, first of all, checking with Jaron to see how he feels, if he can continue on or if it's taking too much away from his mechanics with the cramps in his leg, but also trying to figure out defensive strategy since it's going to take one run to win this ball game. The leadoff batter in the bottom of the eighth inning laces a triple to left center field. So after talking to his players, everyone goes back to their position. And we'll see exactly what that conference at the mound was all about. Batter steps into the box. Jaron steps off the pitching rubber as Jarrett goes around and shouting instructions to the infielders. The infielders up on the grass trying to keep that run from scoring. Anything in the infield need to be firing at home and cutting that runner down. First pitch, ball one inside. It's time as a catcher, you really have to lay your life out there and stop anything from going past you, potentially allowing the winning run in as well. Pitch hits the inside corner for a called strike. One ball, one strike. Again, all the infield playing very tight as Jaron backs off the pitching rubber again. Gets himself composed as the batter steps back into the box. And pitcher hit down the third baseline, foul. So Bulldogs are hitting the count 1-2 right now. It should be nice to pick up a couple of strikeouts here. Keep that runner stranded at third base. One ball, two strikes, no outs, bottom of the eighth, runner at third base. And again, Jaron steps off the back of the rubber. Comes back, it's ready for the pitch. And calls strike three as he freezes the runner, or the batter, the pitch inside and crosses the plate. Big strike for the first out of the inning here. Now the number nine hitter, Will Young, comes to the plate. Again, Bulldogs staying in tight, trying to cut that runner off from being able to score from third base. Pitch number one hits the inside corner for a called strike. And again, pitcher goes down as they try to go ahead and work out the cramp. I tell you what, talk about a gutsy performance. We've seen several of those today, particularly on the part of the Bulldogs, as you've got guys making plays all over the place, taking extra bases, running as hard as they can to go ahead and get an extra run for their team, running, tracking down balls in the outfield, and now trying to fight through a case of cramps in your right leg, which is your landing leg as a right-handed pitcher, and be able to finish this ball game off. Home plate umpire goes off into the Swiss dugout. I'm not sure. He may actually be looking for water as the other umpires stay out on the field and try to work the cramp out. And again, at this point with both teams, Tyler and Toby are going to do all they can to make sure that the other team has an ample opportunity to battle in this game, and they've done that well. And the umpires are doing the same, giving a little extra time in order to allow some medical attention to be taken, to see if we can't go ahead and get this game finished as well. You figure, as hard as both of these teams have fought, you want to go ahead and not have it left up to something outside of a team's or a player's control. And so they're just giving him all the time that he needs. One out. 0-1 is the count here in the bottom of the eighth inning. 14-14 is the score. and a runner on third base. The runner was on third base with no outs, and we're able to get a strikeout and get a first pitch strike here. So as long as he can stay in the game and continue to pitch, see if they can keep that cramp worked out and try to get out of this inning and then figure it out from there. The important thing right now is just to keep that runner from scoring at third base. So infield playing in tight and hoping to knock down anything hit on the ground and being able to make a play at home, or at least to look the runner back to third and possibly make the play at first, get the second out. Either case, as long as that runner stays where he is right now, we're okay. Otherwise, this ball game is over. So everybody back to their positions again. Bulldogs staying in tight. Will Young, the batter for Nazareth, number 9 hitter. And the pitch is swung through and missed for strike 2, so 0-2 is the count. Again, all I asked for a few pitches ago were a couple of strikeouts. We're halfway there and two-thirds of the way on this one, so. And pitches low for ball 1, 1-2. Ira Faithful really wanted that one to be in there, but just a little too low to be called. The pitch again low for ball 2, 2-2. And I know he's trying to keep the ball down, so entice the batter into a ground ball. Anything up with just 2 outs, the outfield is playing very shallow too, also trying to cut the runner off at home. But anything in the air has the potential of bringing the run in. Fly ball to center field. The catch is made. Tag. And the throw is cut off. And the run scores. Nazareth with a walk-off run. As Zane set himself up in center field for the out and trying to get as much momentum going as he could. But Buller just able to go ahead and tag up, and the throw cut off at second base, and the run scores. So Ira Bulldogs, this is an absolute heartbreaker for the Bulldogs, as we had a 10-run lead early on in this game, and Nazareth just kept fighting back. Tyler Goodwin and the Nazareth Swifts will be heading on to the state championships. Ira Bulldogs can't take anything away from their year and the way they played this weekend. I mean, they left everything out there. Heart, blood, soul, tears, all of it. And just absolute kudos to them for the way that they played, the way that they came back and took the game 1 victory today. And I know that their hearts are broken right now. But they look back at this someday, they're going to realize just how far they came and be proud of their accomplishments. Again, 15-14 is the score. Nazareth wins the series 2-1 and will be continuing on to the state playoffs. Ira Bulldogs with a tremendous season, and hopefully we'll be back here next year and try to go ahead and go 1 step farther. We've enjoyed bringing these games to you. We wish that we could have continued and that this game would have ended on a different note. But proud of our Bulldogs, proud of our fans, and proud of you listening to us and our sponsors. and just look forward to the next opportunity we have to get together on a ball field of any type. Have a great summer, and God bless.